When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT, and you can get for all Apple products, your iPhone, iPad, and iPod by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And you can also listen on iTunes for free. Go to podcasts, and the name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So, however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning into the show. Truly appreciate it. It's been an honor and a privilege to talk to the over 500 people connected to the sports world that I've been able to talk to in my career. And every day, being able to keep in touch with people, meet new people, learn new things, go to different places, travel. This dream of mine has truly turned into something magical and something tangible and something special. And it is with great honor and great privilege that I open up a new chapter in my life and a new chapter in Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora and Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. And that is of Central New York and Upstate New York high school players. Covering them. Covering who they are, what they're about, helping you to get to know them in a special way like you've gotten to know other athletes here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, always in a unique way. So the NYSPHSAA, very long acronym, Section 3 Athletics for Central and Upstate New York. It's an honor and a privilege to bring to you players that I had the opportunity to speak with, and that being at the Section 3 Media Day for high school football. We're going to start out with Bishop Grimes, with Chris Hyme, who is a defensive end for Bishop Grimes, followed by Liam Cavanaugh, a tight end for Bishop Grimes, Raphael Drummond, who plays running back and DB, leveling more on the side, heavily on the side of DB, Raphael Drummond. He's also from Grimes, and new Bishop Grimes head coach, Jason Waite. From there, you'll hear from Casey Brown, the head coach of CBA, Christian Brothers Academy, followed by the quarterback, Jack Brodsky of CBA, who has definitely been in the news when it comes to Syracuse as a potential player in their recruitment for the incoming 2016 recruiting class. Noah Jordan Williams, a 2017 wide receiver who Syracuse has already extended an offer to. He's heard from a lot of different schools, including Syracuse rival Penn State, but Syracuse was the first one to get to Noah, so you'll hear from Noah as well as the teammate of Noah and Jack Brodsky, and that being Danny D'Amico. Danny D'Amico, a 2017 outside linebacker at the will position, the weak side linebacker, will also be on the show, followed by Kyle McGee, who had the top rating when it comes to RAPS rating, something that Robert Drummond, a Syracuse NFL and CFL alum, created. The RAPS rating, which is based on, for football-wise, five different drills in football. And those drills definitely take a look at a lot of different areas of a high school football athlete. That's the 5-10-5 shuttle run for speed and agility, the three-cone drill, which tests speed and change of direction, the standing long jump, which looks at lower body or abdominal slash core strength and explosiveness, the 40-yard dash, which is top-end speed, and the vertical jump, which is vertical power and explosiveness. Those five tests will give you a RAPS rating from 0 to 100, and that rating will be given to you, and it'll tell you if you're in the 86th percentile. That means that you're in the 86th percentile, not of Central New York and Upstate New York, but of the entire country. There are people in Central and Upstate New York, athletes, that are, as far as high school football goes, scoring in the top 80s 87, 88, 80 percentile, 76 percentile of the entire country. 100% is as high as you can go. And there's Central New York and Upstate New York athletes that are doing these five football drills that are finishing in the top 80-plus percentile in the country as far as RAPS ratings goes. And RAPS rating will soon eclipse all the other ratings you've come to know. And this is going to be the rating system that a lot of recruits are going to be known by, not just your 40-yard dash, but a bunch of different things. RAPS has been around for a while, looking at 13 to 18-year-olds, helping in recruiting of any sport. You could be football to golf to volleyball to field hockey to ice hockey to soccer to lacrosse to basketball to baseball to softball. So many different things, so many different athletes, and one score that across the board will tell you how good you're doing against people in your school, people in your section, people in your region, people in your state, people in your country. Huge, huge things happening with RAPS, and I'm the only one with the numbers, thanks to Robert Drummond, and I'll be able to share those numbers with you, talking about them with Kyle McGee, who is an outside linebacker, 2016 incoming freshman class for college football, outside linebacker for Fayetteville Manlius, followed by Jared Shaw, also from Fayetteville Manlius. Jared Shaw, a 2016 quarterback, and Josh Loeffler, a 2016 running back slash safety who is going to college to play baseball, and we get to talk about the school that he is going to, followed by Jerome Brabham, a 2016 wide receiver from Utica Notre Dame. He will finish everything out here in this special high school football edition of Central New York and Upstate New York with all of my sponsors and partners in the Central New York and Upstate New York community, reaching out to you with their products and services and these athletes that you get to see in the community. A perfect bond of the people that I work with on the business side to the people that I cover on the sports side. You'll be hearing from these high school athletes in a very special way in conversations you won't find anywhere else. That's coming up on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Out of the break, you'll be hearing from Chris Hyme, Liam Kavanaugh, Raphael Drummond, and Jason Waite, all of Bishop Grimes, right after this.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk, you can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel. The best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with today's tip on dehydration. Although most people know we need 8 to 10 cups of water a day, up to 75% of the population is chronically dehydrated. This can lead to many health issues, including decreased athletic performance. A mere 2% dehydration can lead to 30% decrease in athletic performance. If you hate the taste of plain water? Try infusing it with natural fruits and vegetables. My favorite's watermelon mint. For more tips and infos, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll start off first with Chris Jaime, defensive end for Bishop Grimes, incoming recruiting class of 2017 for college football. Chris, you know, first and foremost, just what you think about this year's team and what you've been able to take away so far.
This year we have a new look. We have a new coaching staff, and it looks very well. We have a physical, young team, and we have great expectations for this season.
About the guys that are here with you today, what can you say about the other guys that are representing Bishop Grimes with you?
These are very solid teammates. I love my teammates. They're great players, great people all around, and they're great leaders also.
Section 3 event, obviously there's 77 schools that have an opportunity to come out and do this. What makes Bishop Grimes different? What is it about Bishop Grimes that makes you happy to put this jersey on?
We're a Christian-based school, and faith is a big part of our school, and I believe that with God all things are possible on this football field.
Playing on the defensive side of the ball and being on the line, what can you say about, you know, your passion for that specific position?
I love to be physical. It's a great way to be physical, and it's a legal way to be physical, I'll put it like that. And it's great to be physical, and I like to hit. And it's just a lot of stuff going on, and I like to be in the midst of big plays, and that's where big things happen.
Next up is tight end Liam Kavanaugh, 2017 incoming recruiting class for college football, and Bishop Grimes tight end. Liam, well, what does it mean to you to be a part of the Bishop Grimes team? What is it about this school that makes you excited to play for this team, put this jersey on?
Well, we're all about family here, and we really trust each other, and we're very close, and we do a lot together.
What is it about these two guys that are here with you today, Raphael and Chris? What can you say about them as teammates?
They're very energetic, and they're great leaders, and they can really pump you up and get you ready for the games.
And you being a part of the class of 2017, you have a couple years left to play. What are you most looking forward to right now at Grimes with the players that you have, with the coaching staff that you have? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to new stuff because obviously we have a new coaching staff, and they're they're implementing great defenses and offenses, and we're a very young, talented team. So, yeah.
Obviously, playing tight end, you're directly connected to the quarterback. What can you say about the quarterback position at Grimes and what the expectation is right now?
Well, we have a young quarterback, Jordan Newman. He's very great, though. He threw a lot of yards last year, and he's gotten better, so looking forward to catching some passes from him this year.
And the tight end position, were you kind of led to it by the coaching staff, or is this something that you always wanted?
Something I always wanted. You know, we're a small team, and last year I kind of had to play on the offensive line, so this year I'm looking forward to playing tight end.
Next up is Raphael Drummond, a running back and defensive back for Bishop Grimes and part of the 2016 incoming class for college football.
Now, Raphael, you've got an opportunity now to be with this jersey on, with Grimes. You had to sit out, you had to wait your turn. What's it like for you to know that after all that time that you had to wait, you're finally going to get back on the field?
It's an absolute blessing. I mean, last year, just sitting out, I just cringed every day about the day I can get out on the field. And finally, in a couple weeks, I'll be able to get back out.
What were some of the biggest things that you learned from having the game taken away from you for a little while?
Honestly, I just learned the blessing of playing the game, and I just learned some of the logistics, learned about some of the plays, learned about some of the defenses, got to see the game from afar.
You have a new coaching staff. Obviously, you weren't a part of the last coaching staff as far as playing, but what can you say about the staff that's come in?
This year's coaching staff is truly special. I mean, we're adding in a lot of new plays, a lot of new defenses, a lot of new special team stuff. I mean, they pump you up. They do whatever it takes to make you win.
You play running back and DB. If you had to choose between the two, what's the one that you're more comfortable with?
DB. I mean, I've grown up playing DB my whole life. I love it. It's my passion.
On the offensive side of the ball, playing a little bit of running back, do you look to Dad at all because of everything that he did at running back? Or do you have your own style? How do you kind of look at that?
Honestly, I just have my own style. Even though, like, I do try to mimic some of the stuff that he does, but it's like, I just do me on that field. I just try to have my own swagger, play my own game.
And as a defensive back, what are some of the things that you really feel are some of those key elements that you have in your game?
Honestly, just my quickness, my athleticism, just try to do whatever it takes to try to cover my guy and get to the ball when it's thrown in the air.
Chris and Liam are here with you today. What can you say about these guys and what they mean to you and what this team means to you moving forward?
They're both incredible people and both incredible leaders, and I look up to them every day. When they were playing on the field and I sit out, these two kids really stood out on that field because just the way they led the team.
And lastly, you have this season and that's it. 2016 is your opportunity to head to a college football team. How important is this season to you, and what do you think about the hopes of playing college football? Is that something that you want?
You know, this is it for me. I'm just going to look up to God for everything. Because you know what? This game could get taken away from me at any minute. So I'm just going to play the game every day like it's my last. Play every play like it's my last.
Rounding out Bishop Grimes is their new head coach, Jason Waite. Jason, obviously Bishop Grimes having this as an opportunity to be the head coach, something that this will be your first trip at it with Bishop Grimes. Just what you can say about this team and the opportunity to become head coach of the team.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing on myself and my family. It's been a long dream coming, and I'm excited that it came true, and especially at this wonderful school. The players and the families, the atmosphere is second to none. It's truly a family atmosphere, and I know a lot of people say, you know, they say certain things about family, but you can really feel it when you walk in the building at Bishop Grimes, and I'm too excited to coach. You know, I'm just ready. I'm there every day ready to first practice to begin. So I feel like a kid in some ways.
The guys that you have with you, from Chris to Liam to Raphael, did you hand select them? I mean, what was the process of having them represent the team?
It was a team vote. Okay. It was a team vote. In my opinion, leadership stands out in a crowd, and especially amongst their peers. And those three gentlemen were selected by their peers to be here today to represent the team.
And when you're representing the team, what is Cobra football? How would you define that right now?
Well, Cobra football is intensity. It's family, a brotherhood of players out there that stick together through and through. It's a dynamic team environment where we have a lot of Iron Man football players. They're playing both sides of the ball,
yeah.
Much of the game. It's some tough kids. We have some young talent, but those kids are special. They know what they're going into when they get there. You don't sign up for football, Bishop Grimes, and not have an idea that you're going to play a lot of football.
Let me ask you about a kid like Rafael, that he had to sit out a season, obviously, when he transferred over, had to wait, playing a little bit of running back and DB. What can you say about someone like him in a special circumstance where he has to wait his turn and he had to learn? How is he on the sideline and how is he now?
Last year, if you'd asked me then, I'd say you probably wouldn't have found many kids that would have did what he did last year. I mean, to come out day after day and just be part of that scout team knowing that he would not see a single play on the field. That's what more can you do to define leadership, to define sacrifice for your boys? And to do that, show up every day like he did. He's tenacious is kind of an understatement. That kid is all heart, all speed, all intensity. He's a coach's dream. So to have him have his shot this year and to wait for that, I look forward to seeing what that kid does. I look forward to him to being, he's going to be literally a leader on the field, leader in the locker room, and I would say is he's going to be busy on that field. He's going to be flying to the ball, and I'm excited for what he can do individually, but I know also what he brings to that team. And I've seen it already in camp. He's a leader. You don't have to, like I said, he's a coach's dream. You don't have to ask for someone to do it. He yeah. naturally does it. And when you have a kid like that, you win on every level, every front as a coach.
What can we expect to see from Cobra football this season? What are some of those things that you're looking forward to getting out on the field and showing people?
Well, that we're going to continue our winning tradition. And success comes in many forms. And a lot of folks put a lot of stock in what's on the scoreboard week to week, and they put a lot of stock in records to define the season. I can tell you I was a part of that amazing run we had last year. And many of these, every one of our returning players was.
Yeah.
And to come out this year and continue that tradition of success, a culture of success in Bishop Grimes football, is what we're striving to do. And part of that is winning. But it's the fun, it's the fundamentals, it's the family, that brotherhood. I told my parents early on that one of the last things that I remember my last play in football. And I remember all these years later what it felt like to be part of that brotherhood. And that's what we need to instill at Bishop Grimes. And we've begun that process. And we want to continue that. It's the culture of success and brotherhood and what football represents in life. You know, it's a team sport. It's a life sport in many ways.
Yeah.
So we want to continue that. And we're believing going into the season that's going to translate to wins and losses and more on the wins column. However, at this school, wins and losses don't represent everything about a program. And so we're coming out to compete. We're going to be a young team. We lost some seniors this year, and it's going to be hard to replace those. But we have some young talent. And we have a kid like Raph who didn't see a single snap last year, that he's going to be a gamer. He's going to be a game changer. And we're coming out to be successful. We're not coming out to be mediocre and just say, well, it is what it is, boys. Those days, that ain't going to happen.
Chris Hyme, Liam Cavanaugh, Raphael Drummond, and Jason Waite of Bishop Grimes. When we come back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. We'll be hearing from Casey Brown, the head coach of CBA, and his players, quarterback Jack Brodsky, wide receiver Noah Jordan Williams, and outside linebacker Danny D'Amico.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady, athleticfit.com with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DrySigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DrySig Lady apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe, 601 and a half West Malamute Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Up first is Casey Brown, the head coach of CBA, Christian Brothers Academy. Casey, first and foremost, you know, CBA football, just what you envision it to be under you, what has been kind of the mantra for you moving forward on a successful program, kind of making it your own?
It is my own, but you got to go back to the fundamentals and the base in terms of what the alumni have done in the past. So you got to stay true to what everybody of Christian Brothers Academy has done, because we're just a small part of the big population of CBA. So we're trying to get back to the fundamentals, getting back to the basics of what CBA is truly about, and you know, that's what we're trying to do in terms of the basis, the fundamentals, and getting back to the real roots of CBA football.
What are some of those roots that you feel are most important to keeping this tree growing strong?
Fundamentals. I mean, you got to start with the roots. I mean, the tree is beautiful, but it's the roots that are going to hold that tree up. And it doesn't the tree can be as big as possible, but if those roots wither away and they rot away, that tree is going to fall. So you've got to start with the base fundamentals of everything that you do in life, and whether it's football, whether it's in the classroom, the community, being a father, just being a good human being. It all starts with the base fundamentals of life.
And some of those fundamentals that you feel are key, not just in football but in life, what are some of those things you pull out?
You know, enthusiasm, just the energy that we bring, focus, and making sure that we're always focused, and you know, understanding the base of whatever we're looking at. You know, it could be a blocking scheme for us in football. It could be working on just making sure that we get our homework done in school and listening to the teachers. It could be tucking in your shirt in the hallways and making my bed in the morning. So we want to break it down all the way down to the beginning, because if we then can break that down and build upon that, you know, I always talk about when you build a house, you got to start with a foundation. It doesn't matter how beautiful the house is, you've got to start with the same solid foundation. And that's what we're looking for in the classroom, the community, and on the football field.
What does CBA do differently, in your opinion, from other schools, not just on the football field, but in general? What are some of those ideals that make you passionate about not just being a football coach, but being CBA's football coach?
I think with any good program, you're accountable for all of your actions. And I think that's with every good program, you know, all around the country and for every sport that you have out there. So when you have a good business, when you have a solid business, it comes down to being accountable for all your actions. And, you know, cheating might get you there. And the easy way out sometimes is there, but along the way, it's going to catch up to you. So, again, it all comes back to the fundamentals. It all comes back to the basics, and we got to stay true to those characters, those easy basics that we go with.
Some of the guys that, you know, as you preach fundamentals, that have demonstrated those fundamentals, demonstrated leadership, who are some of the guys that stick out to you? Are they the guys that you brought with you to represent the team?
This team did not like the way that the season ended last year, and it was very evident. And you know, I've got a couple guys with us here today, but this is just a few of the many, because this whole team has really come together this summer, and there's been guys that have been stepping up. So, you know, I can't just name just a few, because there's so many of these kids that have said, you know what, enough's enough, we got to get back at it. And this entire team really came together and came together as one. So there really isn't just one guy this year. There's a whole group of guys that are leading this team.
How do you define the team this year going into it? What is the environment around this team that kind of makes it their own?
Fast. These guys know the base offense. They know the base defense. And we're going to be going fast. And they're going to, and again, the offense that they knew before was huge. And we still have that offense. But we're going to try to break it down so they know exactly what's going on. And I'm a big component of, you know, playing fast. And I believe if you can play fast, you're going to confuse the defense. And you'll also get, you know, you'll get a base defense a lot of times out of that. So, you know, we've got guys that are second, third-year guys with us, and the game has slowed down for them. We don't have, you know, a rookie quarterback anymore. We don't have a rookie tailback anymore. These guys are veteran players, and they want to play like veterans.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about one of those guys, Jack Brodsky, your quarterback, just how you define him and what you've seen out of him.
Jack is a workhorse. He knew that last year wasn't good enough, and he's done everything possible to make sure that he's in a good spot this year. And I told him he needed to compete for the spot. And there were several guys that were going to compete for it. And through the summer months here, he has truly shown that, you know, he's above and beyond. And he's worked in the classroom. He's worked in the weight room. He's been working on the field. His mind is right. His body is right. And he looks great from the ground up.
There's obviously, you know, recruiting is part of the world that you live in. There's going to be people that call upon some of these kids. What do you hear about somebody like Jack when Syracuse is down the road and obviously there's other teams around?
A lot of our, as a reaction from last year, a lot of our kids need a positive year this year. And they've gone to camps. They've gone to some one days. We've had some really good experiences this year with these guys. They've been all over the East Coast, and you know, when it comes down to it, we've got to have a good year this year. They've got to be able to perform and show that they're worthy of certain programs. So a lot of these guys have teams that have talked to them, but we need to put these guys in a positive light this year, because you know, last year, there's really not enough film to get these guys to the next level at this point. So we need a solid, solid year. And they know that. They really know that.
Next up, Jack Brodsky, quarterback of Christian Brothers Academy and a 2016 incoming recruit for college football. This season, Coach had talked about the fact that at the end of the year, none of you were happy about the way that things ended. He said that it was palpable. He could feel it from everybody. How have you kind of taken that bad taste in your mouth and turned the corner a little bit here?
Well, I think everyone on the team, including myself, is using it as motivation for this year. All the seniors this year, I mean, even all the juniors this year, no one wants to have a bad season again. No one wants to have two bad seasons in a row. So I think all coming together as a team, we're just feeding off each other's energy, trying to make something special this year.
What is it about this year's team that can make something special? What can you say about defining this team and really how you see them, who they are this year, unlike last year or any other team you've been with? What is this year about?
Well, this year I think we have a lot of leaders this year. We have a lot of really high-energy, outgoing players that last year were in lesser roles. This year those players are stepping up. I mean, the starters, they're really important players, and those guys, they're obviously huge leaders for us, and everyone's going to feed off their energy, and I think that's going to be a big difference maker for us this year.
Who are some of those leaders for you on the offensive side? Who are some of those guys you can lean on?
Obviously, we got Noah Jordan Williams with their receiver. We got Charles Pride receiver. Stevie Scott, a running back. Our whole line is solid. We have a really good line. Everyone's a good leader there on the whole offensive line. And really, all the just offensive seniors, and I don't know if it's probably the same on defense, are all real big leadership parts.
When you look at leadership on your side, obviously the quarterback is asked to be the leader of the offense, sometimes the leader of the entire locker room. Mm-hmm. Are you the vocal guy? Are you the action guy? Are you both?
I'm not necessarily a vocal guy. I'm not really like a big like rah-rah kind of guy. I'm not really like a pump-up kind of guy. We got other guys for that. But I like to think of myself as someone more like a quiet leader. Kind of everyone just feeds off my actions, see what I do, and hopefully they follow suit.
What are some of the things that you've worked on in your game to be better coming back this year? What are some of those components?
I think just foot speed for me and like agility, footwork in the pocket and stuff is – where I really struggled last year coming off a knee injury. I mean, but this year, the whole offseason work at, I've really been hitting the weight room a lot, working on my foot speed, and I think that's really improved. I was light years ahead this year than where I was this time last year, so I think it's come a long way.
When you look at everything you've been through in a very young career, I mean, you're not even at the college level yet. You know what it's like to transfer. You know what it's like to go through an injury. What have some of these things taught you at this point?
Just try to keep a clear head. I mean, it's all mental. If you can, I mean, obviously I've been through a lot these past couple of years with an injury and a transfer to a new school my junior year. And just got to keep a clear head, stay positive. That's really what all is about. And I always try to think about it's not the worst case scenario. There's always things that could be worse. And that if I just keep doing what I'm doing, I'll get through it and everything happens for a reason. So things will play out.
You have your season going on, but you're also in your final season, so you have to have that thought of recruiting and a hope of playing. What is your hope for the future? Is it definitely college football for you?
I think definitely that's what I want to do, is play college football somewhere. Somewhere, obviously, with a good education. I take pride in my education. I'd like to ideally go to a school good academically and good football-wise.
You have Syracuse right down the road. There's been some opportunity of you, get in front of them in camp situations and whatnot. What's the relationship like with the school that's right down the street?
We have a pretty good relationship. I keep in touch with the coaches. But it all depends on the kind of season I have this year, what happens with me and in my future and stuff.
Is that really what, Syracuse and other schools have said to you is, you got to put it on film this year? Is that kind of where it's at?
Yeah, I mean, it's all rides in the season pretty much. So really, I'm really all in the season, putting all my chips in.
And last thing I had to ask you is that your coach, Casey, had talked about the fact. I said, describe this year's team. He said one word to me, fast. Talk to me about why you're going to be fast. What is it about this team that you're going to get up and down the field quickly on offense?
Well, I think obviously the biggest reason is just speed by our players. We have a ton of speed on the edges and the inside. I mean, we have fast running backs. Our linemen can move pretty well. And then also tempo. We really want to push the tempo and I think definitely change the tempo up with teams. But I think if we start going at a fast pace and we get momentum going, I think that's where we could really potentially be dangerous.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned? Visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Next up is Brodsky's wide receiver, Noah Jordan Williams, a member of the 2017 incoming recruiting class for college football.
Noah, to start off, your coach said that this season's team, I said, you know, describe this year compared to any other year that he's had, you know, what his thoughts are. He said this year's team is going to be fast, very, very fast. That's the one key term he kept coming back to. What makes you guys fast this year?
Well, at all our positions, even our linemen and our skill positions, definitely we're all, like, fast and quick, and we can move fast. And the tempo this year, like, when we're playing, like, when we're going up to the line and everything, everything's going to be fast. We don't have time to wait for the defense or anything like that. And everything we do is just we practice fast, we play fast. Everything's got to be fast this year so we can just wear our opponents down and so they get tired first. And we just playing, and when we're playing fast, we just win.
When you look at speed, you know, the talk is always about teams down in Florida. It's not about Northeast schools. How fast do you feel CBA is with not just yourself, but, you know, other wide receivers, running backs? What can you say about Northeast speed and power at this point for your team?
Yeah, well, definitely people always say that Florida speed is different and everything, but speed is speed, and it can be anywhere. And I believe we have a lot of speed on this team, definitely in our skill positions, because our skill positions are stacked. And, you know, we all work in the offseason to get our strength better and our speed better, and I just think we're going to be a fast team this year.
Offensively, when you have a quarterback like Jack Brodsky, what's your relationship been like with him? What have you done off the field to make sure that on the field you guys have that timing down?
Oh, well, ever since last year when I heard he was coming in, Coach Kaz, who was our previous coach, he was like, yo, we got to hook up and, like, start throwing. So ever since then, we've been, you know, just throwing, getting together, throwing the field, doing routes and stuff like that, just trying to build chemistry so that when we get on the field, it's easier and make sure our timing is right. So ever since then, you know, we just just we throw all the time, and you know, just make sure our timing is right and stuff like that. And we built a great friendship too over these couple years, and like that's like my brother, and I know he's got me and I got him.
How important is that? Because I feel like it gets downplayed sometimes that, you know, yeah, that's your quarterback. You have to have a good relationship so he'll throw you the ball and whatnot. But people go deeper than that and form that brotherhood where you do anything for each other. How important is it to have that relationship with your quarterback and to really honestly mean it, not just on the field but in the classroom and outside of that?
Right. It's really important because sometimes, like, you could try to force it and, like, make it seem like it's not real. But we really are brothers. And, like, we laugh and joke around all the time in the locker room, on the field. And, you know, we just like we're friends too, not like he's not just my quarterback, so I don't know, that just kind of helps our relationship on the field too. So
what can you say about what you've done since last season to become a better wide receiver? Coach talked about that bad taste in the mouth of the team. What have you done personally to try and make yourself better?
Oh, well, ever since December, I've been working with a trainer named Vinny Scolo. He trains a lot of NFL guys and college guys, and I wanted to make sure I have my body right so I could, you know, help my team out as best I can. So I've been doing a lot of training 5 days a week, you know, just trying to better myself so I can help my team out more. So I've been training a lot, throwing a lot, catching, going to a lot of camps just so I can be the best receiver I can.
What got you connected with Vinny to work with him? Because like you said, he's worked with guys that are in the NFL, continues to do so. What brought that connection between you and Vinny?
Well, my friend, Reed Del Favero, he had trained with him the year before. And I have a couple other friends that trained with him. And he said he's a great trainer. So I just, luckily, because he trains a lot of people, so like he doesn't have a lot of time for people. So luckily I got in and just started training with him. And ever since then, we've been going on strong and training and putting in a lot of work. So I'm blessed.
What are some of the things that he wanted you to key in on when you were training, some of those elements that you really thought have helped you elevate your game?
Well, definitely focus, compete, you know, always put forth 100% effort, and always, you know, there's always somebody that's going to want to take your spot, so you always got to work. Never get too comfortable with where you're at in life. Always try to work up the ladder, because if you want to be, like, say you're working and you're not at the top yet, always work to the top so you can be the boss, and then try to go higher than that, and always just try to better yourself.
When you look at offensively overall for this team, what can you say about not just Jack and yourself, but, you know, the running backs that you have, the offensive line, everybody when you put it together, the other receivers, tight end? What is it about CBA's offense that you really think defines it right now?
I think right now is definitely our speed and our work ethic and our quickness. We're real quick. Our linemen are quick off the ball. Our receivers are quick off the ball. We got a big running back, Stevie Scott. He's a young player for us. You know, he does real good. He had a great season last year. And DeAndre Dowdell, he's going to be a slot guy. His main position is really corner, but he plays receiver too. He's going to be playing receiver for us this year. Our line is big. They're great. They work hard in practice. You know, they're always on us, the skill positions, and we're always on them. So I just think we're going to have a great year. I think we're going
to. You're a 2017 guy, so you have some time, but when it comes to recruiting, how's that been working for you? Do you get those, you know, kind of inquiries from some teams? You know, what have you kind of taken away from it so far?
Well, the recruiting experience for me has been great. I have offered from Syracuse and UB, and I have looked from Boston College, Villanova, Penn State, and it's just been great. You know, I'm just going to let it ride. I don't want to commit too soon, and, you know, I'm just want to go through the whole experience and see where it takes me. You know, it's fun and it's great, but at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm worrying about the team, worrying about myself, because I don't want to become too selfish or anything like that. So during the season, I'm all about my team and worrying about helping my team. I don't want to be worried about myself, like, oh, how can I do this? Like, I want to be getting the ball. Like, nah, I want to be worrying about my team. So I let the recruiting, like, I worry about that after the season.
Syracuse is right down the road, like you said, having an offer from them. What does that do for you? When you got the offer, how did you respond to the fact that, you know, this is the school that you grew up around?
Right, well, it was definitely exciting. Like, and at first, when they told me, I didn't even believe them, like, because I was just so excited, and that was my first offer, and I was just like, wow, this is crazy. But then I had to humble myself and be like, that I just got to work twice as hard so I can get more offers and so that I can keep this offer, because it could go away like that.
Right.
So it just made me more, it just made me more excited and, like, more determined to just do better and work harder.
What is it about Syracuse that
I mean, is there a passion for Syracuse? Like you said, you're obviously early in your recruiting, but do you have a passion toward the hometown school? Because some people like to get away from home, get a different opportunity. How do you kind of look at everything?
Right. I mean, well, I love Syracuse because, you know, they just treat me so well, and they're showing me the most love, and I just love everything there. Everything's nice, the fields, the turf, the coaches. I love all my coaches there, and I really love Syracuse a lot, but I don't know. I just want to hold out. I want to hold out.
When would you like to get it done? Because some guys are like, you know what, before my last season, I just want to put it away so I don't have to worry about it. Some people wait until signing day right before. When would you envision saying that you can get that part done and either concentrate on the football season or do it after the season? How do you kind of look at it?
Well, I'm thinking probably around this time next year is when I want to be committed to a college. That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know. It could change. But right now, that's what I'm thinking of.
And lastly for you, how do you stay humble through it? Because like you said, you know, you're smiling here talking about it. Obviously, you know, Syracuse being an offer, other schools of interest, but you want to concentrate on the team. How do you balance the two of them? Because I think, you know, a lot of people forget you're a young kid. When you're in recruiting, you know, you're a teenager, you got schools coming out saying we want you while you're still playing in a season. You got to stay focused on your team and that effort. How do you balance everything and schoolwork on top of that?
Well, definitely, like, important people in my life, like my mother and my trainer, Vinny, they keep me humble. They always just remind me, like, you got to stay humble because that's the most important thing. I can't let my head blow up too big or else bad things could happen, you know. And as myself, I'm a very humble person as it is. So I just always, like, thank God and just remind myself, like, wow, I'm really blessed. And this doesn't happen to anybody. So that just humbles me even more. So I just always try to think, like, I can always get more because I'm not, like, obviously not, I don't have, like, 100 offers or something like that. So I'm always just trying to work to get more and more and just help my team out and stuff like that.
Finishing off Christian Brothers Academy is their outside linebacker, Danny D'Amico, part of the 2017 incoming college football class. Danny, first off, you have an awesome name, Dan Tortora, so I'll take that. So I'll go with Danny every once in a while, but being on this team at CBA, what can you say makes you happy to put on the purple and gold?
You know, it's tradition. That's just the main thing right there. You know, I ball boyed for CBA for a really long time since I was about third grade. And I learned a lot about it. You know, Coach Kaz, he left, but we're still keeping on the tradition that he left us. And I'm just trying to be a leader and improve that and to build it onto it, you know. So the kids ahead of me and kids like below me coming up to the varsity next year, yeah, they'll just keep it. So
not having Coach Kazmano, what is it about Casey that you like? I mean, was it easy for that transition? Like you said, being a ball boy, obviously, you know Coach Kaz. So what was it like going from Coach Kaz to now having Casey there?
Well, you know, I've known both of them for a really long time. Coach Brown was my boy on the sidelines when I used to be a ball boy. So they're two very similar but different people. Coach Kaz was, you know, he was a great coach and everything, and so was Coach Brown. But there's something different. I can't really, can't find it about them. But they're both amazing coaches. They both really motivate you. They're great speakers, great leaders. And they know how to motivate the kids.
And speaking of motivation, Coach Brown talked about the fact that last year he could feel it. It was palpable in the room that nobody wanted to end a season that way anymore. It was tough. You guys have come back into it. What has made the team bounce back, and how do you see the environment around the team? So what got the guys to kind of bounce back from last year, and what's it like now?
You know, when we lost to Beville last year in the playoffs, the day after we lost, well, we played Central Square, and the day we played Central Square, we hit the weight room because we were just too motivated, not because we didn't want to feel like we did at the end of that season. You know, it was just too much to handle. We want to feel good about ourselves at the end of the season, like we made it somewhere. You know, a 5-4 season, that's just disappointing for us, especially CBA, because we have a great reputation for winning, great tradition. You know, it's not just about winning, but being a family. That's what we are. You know, and being in the weight room, it's not only working to get better on the football field, but as a family too. So.
And as a family, Coach talked about this family on the field. I asked him how he would define it. He said one word repeatedly: fast. Heard from the offensive guys and how they're going to be fast. How is the defense fast this season?
You know, we're really aggressive. We're comfortable. We have a lot of returning guys on the defense, so we know how each other play. You know, we're comfortable playing around each other. You know what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. So Last year was just thinking about what we should do, but now we know what we're going to do, so we just attack. So we're more aggressive, with no hesitation anymore, and we're just building from there, you know.
What can you say about playing the Will position outside linebacker? Where have you gotten better? What have you kind of called yourself to do in the offseason to get yourself to a better place this year going into this season?
You know, first half of the offseason I started lifting a lot to bulk up, gain some weight, and then I really started to work on my agility. I hit the ladders, hit the cones. You know, I have a trainer, Vinny Scola, I go to every day, that he's just helping me work on all my stuff, you know, agility.
Vinny is somebody who is working with NFL guys now, has worked with NFL guys. He works with your teammate, Noah. What can you say about what he's done as a trainer and how he makes you better and what it's like being with a guy who obviously trains people who made it through college and made it to the pro level?
You know, at first I thought I was just going to go in and get better as like a football player. But Vinny, he knows how to like prepare you for season, but he also knows how to like make you a better person in your mind. He knows how to like prepare you for the season. You know, he has like a ton of books in his office that you can read about mindset of the game. You know, if you're not a football player, you shouldn't be there. Like, you want to, you're going to want to hit. So he says, if you're not going to work, if you're not going to put in the work that I want and you need to be in order to play football for your high school at CBA, then don't come here. But if you're going to put in work like you should, then you come. He says he doesn't take anybody that puts in no work. So
with you putting in work, you're representing the defense here for media day going into the season. What can you say about other guys on the defense that have stepped up, you know, whether it be a linebacker, somebody in the secondary or the line? Are there any leaders that kind of are top of the mind to you going into this season?
You know, last year we didn't have many leaders, and it was really hard for us to come together since there weren't any. But this year, there's a great percentage of people on the team that are stepping up to become a leader. So I feel really comfortable with that. You know, last year it was like people were like fighting to be leaders. They were jealous. They were bashful, you know. But this year you're comfortable. You're, you know, you have someone on your back to help you. And, so.
The rest of your linebacker core, with you playing the Will position, when you look at the other guys that are out there that are going to be on the field with you, what can you say about them and how they kind of stick out themselves?
You know, all four of them, Gavin Collins, Lincoln McGarity, Nick Aversa, man, those guys are just, I played with them all last year. They're all starting. So I take a hit for any of them, let them make the play. I don't really care as long as we get the job done, you know.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat. You're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships.
It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calachibeta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with today's tip on dehydration. Although most people know we need 8 to 10 cups of water a day, up to 75% of the population is chronically dehydrated. This can lead to many health issues, including decreased athletic performance. A mere 2% dehydration can lead to 30% decrease in athletic performance. If you hate the taste of plain water? Try infusing it with natural fruits and vegetables. My favorite's watermelon mint. For more tips and infos, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 1/2 West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. It's now time to hear from Kyle McGee, Jared Shaw, and Josh Loeffler from Fayetteville Manlius, followed by Utica Notre Dame's Jerome Brabham, their wide receiver. Up first for Fayetteville Manlius is outside linebacker Kyle McGee, who is a member of the 2016 incoming college football class. Kyle, first and foremost, to start with your rap score, something that is definitely changing the game, helping recruiting-wise, something that Robert Drummond created. You scored an 88.699. That number, out of 100%, is not just kids in Central New York or in the state of New York. That's around the country. You're playing outside linebacker. Obviously, you had to do 5 different tests for this that all football players have to do. What did it mean to you to come out of that test knowing that you're in the 88th percentile in the country.
Well, it's very humbling. I mean, I didn't know I was that great of an athlete. I thought there was better athletes on my team, but he tested some of the other athletes on my team, and I came out the highest, which is makes me feel really good about myself and all the work that I put in. And I know that Mr. Drummond, and him, he set me up for that. I mean, he had me working out. He got me ready for those tests, and he got me to be a better athlete overall.
When you're going through those five tests, what were some of the big things, you know, when you're doing the cone, when you're doing, you know, vertical jump, broad jump, your 40, and then the 5-10-5? What was it like for you to kind of go through all that?
Well, I mean, it pretty much just playing the game. I mean, it's a lot of change direction, it's a lot of power, it's a lot of speed, and that's what those tests are designed to test. I mean, all those things about football, that's they show up in the drills, and that's where I excelled in those. So.
When you look back on those numbers, did it kind of push you to want more out of yourself? Like you said, you thought there were better athletes on your team, and then you went and you got these numbers. And did it kind of call up something positive inside of you to say, yeah, I'm playing football and I like football, but maybe I could do more with this? Did it do any of that for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My sophomore year, it pushed me a lot harder to work. And, you know, my sophomore year wasn't really a great year for me, but I pushed in the offseason. I got those numbers up real high. And then junior year, I had a great season, first team all league. And, you know, just pushing and making those tests better, it really shows on the field.
What can you say about in your position at outside linebacker, playing weak last year, moving to the strong side this year? Are there any changes for you? Are there any things that you've had to kind of teach yourself? Does it feel the same? How do you kind of look at it?
It feels the same for me. I mean, I've played all the positions before on defense as a linebacker, and I just love playing linebacker. I can play any position. I love it. The thing this year, I'm going to have to be destructing a lot more blocks, obviously on the strong side, but on the weak side, I can play more fast and go flow with the ball. But this year, I'm going to have to be more controlled and, you know, break down and get those blocks off me.
What can you say about the other linebackers that will be out there with you now that you're not at the weak position and not obviously playing middle? Who are those guys that you can trust on this team going into the season that you really feel good about?
Anthony Nucerino. I got Isaac Petrolis-Lezik. Those are great linebackers. Loeffler over there, he plays strong safety kind of linebacker. I mean, Harold Monteo-Poole, he's a great linebacker. We have a lot of athletes on our team, the big, strong, and I really feel confident in our linebackers, just not our linebackers, but our whole team as well.
When you look at the Hornets, how do you define this year's team from last year to this year? What have you learned, and what does this team feel like?
I feel really good about this team as our senior class. We're real close. We all know each other, and it's just a bunch of energy just to get out there and start double sessions and get the season rolling.
You look at the fact that this is your final season with the Hornets. You don't have an offer yet. Recruiting is a part of, you know, everybody's mind playing high school football. Is it what you want? I know some of the Ivy League you talked about had opened a discussion with you, but how do you kind of look at football in the future? Is it something that you want, or is this something that you're, you know, potentially finishing out this year and giving your all the Hornets? How do you kind of look at it?
I definitely want to play football in college. And, you know, since I don't have any scholarships right now, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to go out there, play football, show them my senior film, and we'll see where we go from there. I mean, see what happens.
And go back to Robert Drummond and try and beat that 8869.
Oh, of course.
Up next is another member of the 2016 incoming college football class, and that's quarterback Jared Shaw of Fayetteville Manlius.
Well, Jared, obviously you have Kyle McGee, outside linebacker, who did the RAPS test. You've done the RAPS test as well. You've done it multiple times.
It has five different specific football drills. What can you say about going through the RAPS test? Do you feel like it helped you kind of quantify what type of athlete you are?
I think the five drills that it has you do are probably the five most important drills that show your athleticism, and I think that it does a really great job of showing your percentage against everyone else, and it helps you measure up and see where you are compared to everyone else. And so, like, say what my percentage is at, like 76, I know that there's still a lot more people ahead of me that I still gotta, so I train and keep getting better and rerun the test until my numbers keep getting better, and then that shows kind of where you can be in the college football.
When you look at the number overall, the 76%, you know, the highest you can get is 100. This is across the country that you're a 76. When you're looking at 5-10-5 shuttle to the broad jump, long jump, or vertical jump, and then you have obviously your 40,
Which one of those do you feel like you need to improve on? Was there a certain hurricane score for one of those that you looked at and said, you know what, I really need to beef this one up? What is, you know, what were some of those?
The 40 and the 5.10.5, definitely. 40-yard dash really got more explosive for my start and stuff like that. And then 5.10.5, just a lot of practice and keep getting quicker and more agile.
When you look at being quick and being agile, what can you say about, I mean, obviously you play the quarterback position, so you got to be able to move in the pocket, move outside of the pocket. What have you done in the offseason to be prepared to be more mobile, or did you already feel like you had that in your game? How do you kind of view it?
I do a lot of speed drills with Robert, and that's been helping me a lot. And in the speed training, there's a lot of drills that work on your agility and stuff like that, and that helps a lot with your footwork, and then you can just get quicker like that and more explosive through his workouts.
As a quarterback, what are some of the things, you know, outside of, you know, footwork and speed drills that you've worked on? Is there anything, you know, arm strength or maybe some of the things that you felt like you needed to do that weren't there last year? Is there anything that sticks out to you?
I've been working a lot on timing and kind of making sure, because if you time the pass right, it'll be there and it'll beat the defender there. You got to throw them open, throw the receiver open, and I've been working on that a lot. And so I've been having some of my friends come out to the turf, stuff like that, and throw routes to them and work on timing up the route and throwing them open away from defenders and stuff like that.
Who are some of the receivers on your team, you know, coming back that you really feel like are guys that you can lean on? Are there some people out there in the field that you've really been able to build a relationship with?
Well, the whole entire offense, I was able to build a really good relationship with them. And so for receivers, you got David Stegman and Fernando Johnson are the two main outside receivers. And they're both really great athletes and really good playmakers. And then you also got slot receivers. Some of our running backs go in the slot, like Matt Truman, Josh Loeffler, Anthony Serino, even Kyle McGee, possibly. And when the ball's in there, you just get the ball in their hands and they can always make plays. And so it's a great thing to have them out there if you can just throw like a 5-yard out and have them turn into a 30-yard gain.
When you look at the Hornets team going into this season, what defines this year's team?
Senior leadership, I think. I think a lot. Our team is a lot older than our team was last year, and I feel like we're like one of the more older teams in the section. And I feel like with that experience and stuff, we know, like, we're able to know what we are able to do against our opponents and stuff.
Leadership on the team, obviously, as the quarterback, you have to be the leader of the offense, sometimes the leader of the entire locker room. Are you a vocal guy? Are you more of an action guy? Are you both? How do you kind of view your leadership?
I think I'm kind of a mixture of both. I speak up and help people out, but I don't like to yell too much and get too excited sometimes. I like to kind of focus that on my game more and kind of lead by example.
And as you move forward, kind of going parallel to your season, is, you know, with any high school athlete recruiting opportunities of playing in the future, where does that kind of land with you? Where is it with you? And what do you think about the world of recruiting while you're trying to obviously win games?
Well, I'm definitely trying to play college football, but the most important thing is just going to be how I play this year with my team. I'm really focused on winning games, and with winning games will come recruiters.
Rounding out Fayetteville Manlius is Josh Loeffler, a 2016 incoming college football potential recruit, but he will be playing baseball instead. Josh Loeffler, a running back and safety for Fayetteville Manlius, he'll be going to UConn to play baseball in the outfield.
And Josh, when you look at this team, the Hornets team going into this season, how do you define this team? I mean, you play running back, you play safety. Talk to a couple of your teammates. One's on the offensive side, one's on the defensive side. You're obviously on both and given to both. What can you say about being a part of Jared's offense and then at the same time being a part of a defense that has Kyle McGee?
I would say that it's defined by a lot of senior leadership. We are bringing back a lot of both sides of the ball from last year. And last year we wasn't a very good season overall, but that's because the majority of our best players were juniors or sophomores. So this year we're bringing back a lot of the same guys. And so hopefully both sides of the ball will be more experienced and more used to playing the game at the speed that's supposed to be played at varsity. And we can make smart plays this year.
As a running back, what do you like the most about the offense for the Hornets? What are some of those things you get to do that you're excited about, some things you might be doing this season?
I think that Coach Mintz designs the offense because generally our school has smaller linemen than most, so Coach designs the offense very well for to find a runner's space despite having a smaller line. It's sort of crafty in that sense, so I do find some space towards the outside and the inside both ways, and it's good offense.
What can you say about Jared as a quarterback? I mean, are you one of the guys that is catching out of the backfield? Are you more of just he's handing it off and you're going? How do you kind of view that relationship on the field with Jared? Is he someone that's going to throw you the ball? Is there that trust there?
I'm more of a hybrid, both running and like some passing, but Jared's got a great arm. I mean, football, it's a fair thing to do, and he can throw the ball, you know, country mile, and I trust him. I mean, it's going to be his first year starting for the whole year, and I think he's definitely ready.
And then you look at the defensive side of it. As a safety, obviously, playing running back is helping you play safety because you know how to read certain things. But what can you say about the safety position, how comfortable you've gotten there on defense, and just what it means to you moving forward?
Well, when I was a sophomore, I was a linebacker inside, and then I moved out to the safety last year. So I've had a full year of experience there already, and I've started to, you know, get like the nuances and the details to play in the position well for our defense. And I think that I'm ready this year to, you know, excel in it, so to speak. Last year was more of a learning curve. This year, I'm ready to make some plays.
So as you get ready for Hornets football, you've already decided that you're going to UConn for baseball. Playing both of these sports, what kind of made you want to stay involved? I mean, after you decide UConn's the place, you're playing baseball, you're going to be in the outfield there. What keeps you passionate about playing football?
I mean, football is a great sport, and they're a great team, great group of guys, and I just don't want to leave that. I mean, during the fall, my sport is football. I don't really play too much baseball during the fall. So from August, well, in the off season, but definitely from August through November, I mean, football is my sport. So, and I want to be with the guys in this team.
What can you say about having to essentially, after this season, have that bittersweet, you're going to play baseball in college, so, you know, football is going to come to an end for that, and you're going to have a focus on baseball. What's that going to be like for you? Have you sat down and thought about, you said you care about these guys, that's why you didn't want to leave the team. But when football is done and it's all baseball, how are you going to take that?
I mean, I've come to grips with that. I mean, all good things must come to an end, right? So football is going to be a great time, and I can't wait. But when the time comes for it to hang it up, then I think I'll be right with it. But
UConn, what do you think about baseball?
I mean, I love it. It's my passion. Football is a great sport. Baseball is my number one passion, and I'm really excited to go there and meet all the guys, play for the team.
What made you say yes to UConn? What was it about their program that you liked?
Well, they were the first program that got in touch with me, and I looked at a few other ones, and none of them really stacked up as well as UConn, so I decided that. And I went there, visited a couple times, and I loved it, so I decided that that was the place to go.
When you look at a school like UConn, going there and playing baseball, knowing that, you know, in really any school that you go to, that there's that interesting kind of gray area that if the MLB ever came calling, you can go at any time. Do you have dreams and aspirations of Major League Baseball?
I mean, I do have dreams of playing Major League Baseball. I mean, I don't expect to be drafted out of high school or anything like some of these guys are, but my plan is to go there, work as hard as I can, play as hard as I can, and you kind of sort of a couple guys in the pros, and whatever happens, happens. But at the same time, it's a great school, so I'm going to want to study well and work hard there in the classroom as well.
And to finish off this special high school college football Section 3 episode of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora is Jerome Brabham. He is a wide receiver in the 2016 incoming recruiting class for college football, hailing from Utica, Notre Dame. Jerome, first and foremost, you know, when you look at your school and what Utica Notre Dame stands for, how would you define this team going into this season?
This year, going into the season, we're going to be really strong. I have, like, very good expectations of our team. We're coming back really strong, graduated two important players, but we got to move forward and do what's best for us.
Obviously, the wide receiver, you know, the position that you have is always connected to the success of the quarterback. What can you say about who your quarterback is on and off the field?
On and off the field, well, our quarterback, he's a very bright man. His name is A.T. Bianco. He's a very great person off the field. He pushes you to strive forward off the field, in the classroom. On the field, he's just the same person, makes sure you're doing what you got to do. He's not very rude or anything. He knows how to talk to people. He's a great leader. And we graduated a very good quarterback last year, but it's going to be tough to fill his shoes. But it's not about that. It's about getting the job done and winning games.
And what can you say about your relationship now with your current quarterback? Like you said, graduating somebody, having someone move on. What have you done to kind of build that relationship and that connection that you're going to have on the field as you get ready for the season?
Well, our quarterback that just graduated, Kevin Warmack, I was playing with him together for 9 years since Pop Warner. It was hard to build a relationship like that with anyone else. But as we were playing football for all these years, me and Kevin, AT has always been around, always doing what he has to do, always working hard, whether he's starting or not. And throughout those years, me and AT have been very close because I knew someday he would get his chance to shine, and this year is going to be his year.
And when you look at the offense as a whole under AT, I mean, obviously, as a quarterback, he has the leadership. What have you done to bring in leadership with the wide receiver core and the offense as a whole, or even the team as a whole? Are you the vocal guy or the action guy or a little bit of both?
I'm a little bit of both. I make sure everyone's doing what they got to do. I'm not mean. I know how to pick people up instead of bringing them down. And I make sure at the end of the day my team is working hard on and off the field during practice, whether it's a game or not. We always give 100%, and we just want to win games and look forward to strive for greatness.
What are some of the things that you've been doing to try and help you attain greatness, some of the things you've worked on personally in your game?
Well, I've been going to a lot of camps this summer, a lot of Division I camps, about 6 or 7 of them. I've been working hard in the weight room, and I've definitely been practicing my 40s on and off the field, whether it's a practice day, whether it's not a practice day. It's all about working. Whether anyone's seeing you or not, it's not about the person looking at you. It's about how hard you actually work when you're doing what you have to achieve.
And what are some of those camps that you went to? Like you said, you went to 6 or 7. What camps did you get to get in front of those coaches for?
I went to Holy Cross. I played wide receiver, of course, in my position. I went to an elite prospect camp at Hobart College. And I visited a couple more, like Marist and a couple other schools.
As far as, I mean, obviously it's something that you got to think about being 2016, is the recruiting side of it. As you're playing your final season, how are you kind of handling recruiting? What's your thoughts on the future of football for you?
Well, my thoughts are to play at the next level and work very hard this year and hopefully get offered a scholarship to some Division I school. Yeah, I've been working hard since I was in about 9th grade, so it's kind of all pays off.
What kind of keeps you focused on it? Because, you know, some guys get offered 2-3 years in advance. Some get offered before the season, some during, some after, you know, depending on what teams are looking for. How have you kind of stayed humble, stayed focused, and continued to obviously try and show out on the field knowing that you want to get that offer?
I stayed humble and focused, just knowing that there's an opportunity for everyone in that if you work hard and give it your 100%, someone will always see you and make sure you're doing what you're doing.
I want to thank everybody for listening in to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app for your Google Play Store users, as well as all Apple products. And for everyone that's listening on the free iTunes podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the show, is the name of the free podcast on iTunes. However you're listening in, thank you so much. God bless. Be well. I can't wait to talk with you again. And I'm thankful and I'm honored to be a part of the dreams of these high school athletes and these businesses, all in Central New York and upstate New York, serving the community, doing well in the community, and being positive leaders in a community I care about so very much.